looking at me like. I turned the volume up on the Lynyrd Skynyrd. Let's give me three steps for you. Welcome back to Dirt Nation. Fueled by SwitchBeat.net. Brought to you also by Virginia Motor Speedway. Closer than you think.
I think on the album it says that song was dedicated to Brian.
Yeah.
Hard to interrupt, Dave.
Broadcasting.
But every time I hear that song, I think of Brian. It's got to be biographical.
Oh, God, I don't know. Also brought to you by DirtAmericaOnline.com, presented by GottaRace.com. And we got a good show going on. The promoters from Tyler County got, sounds like they got their act together up there.
Yes, they do.
And doing some of the same things that we're trying to do. Get the show on the road and done at a reasonable time. Unfortunately, our Max show 2 weeks ago was a little running behind. And this man come all the way from New York to visit with us for the Max show. And he is on the Back in Black Tour. Mr. Dick Martin, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Dan.
Welcome to Dirt Nation.
Thanks for having me.
You are now an honorary citizen.
Whether you like it or not.
And, yeah.
And by the way, for those fans that would like to call in and ask a question or IM us, the number to call us is 877-899-7223. That's 877-899-7223. That is a toll-free call from anywhere in the United States. Or you can IM us, instant message us through Yahoo, MSN, or AOL through buddy name Race Talk Live. Or if you want to send Brian an email instead and let him do some work for change, DirtNation2003. Don't give me that look.
Hang dirt a day one day, son.
Oh.
I got a question for Dick. Now, by the way, during IM's emails.
Oh, Brian, yes. By the way, the rules of the game, when you send an IM, you must also state where you are from. And what state your state and city would be nice. City and state. I don't care. State and city. You can do them backwards.
State of mind.
State of mind. Whatever state of mind you're in. Or you can also, when you call in, make sure you tell us as well.
Anyway.
And by the way, be careful. When you call in, when we flip the switch.
You're on air.
You're on air. So just be careful.
Okay. Yeah,
we don't want no. I don't want to have to pay a $25,000 fine.
Steve Zillow, 13, and it gives us this no information. This is why we brought that up. Question for Dick Martin. Dick, you've been driving for Ron Nielsen now for over a decade. Do you plan on finishing your driving career there, or do you ever envision yourself going your own team again?
Well, you know, that's difficult to say because every year Ron gives us a commitment as to whether he wants to participate for another year. So, you know, I want to keep going. I'm going to be 50 here this fall, but I don't feel anywhere near 50, and I feel as if I'm competitive. So as long as he wants to continue racing, we're certainly that's a given. We're going to stay with him, and then afterwards, we'll just have to see, I guess, what happens. But, you know, we'll have to take it and play it by ear.
You know, when you throw in Tom Nesbitt and Red Farmer, you're a young boy.
Yeah. Well, when you opened it up, you said Mr. to me. I said, now what in the world is that all about? There's no Mr. here.
That's just my Southern upbringing.
That's my dad's name.
Anybody with 41 championship titles deserves that respect.
Well, that's just my Southern upbringing.
Thank you, Doc.
Well, it's true.
Give us a little idea how you got started and how you won all those championships.
Well, let's see. I've always been involved and loved racing. You know, my favorite sport in high school was track. Okay, that had to do with getting to the end the quickest. You know, and I got involved in go-karting at an early age. I guess I can thank certainly can thank my parents for that. And then the next progression was to go to stock cars, and at the time my uncle was driving at a couple of tracks here locally, State Line and Erie, and he asked me to, of course I went to him and said, how in the world do I get involved in this sport? And he said, well, you know, if you come help me on the car, I'll let you drive the heats. Now at the time they were running heats and semis and features, okay, for all classes. So he would, of course, drive the car on the semi in the feature. And the heat had no bearing whatsoever as to your qualification for the feature back in those days. So, I mean, what an opportunity at 17 years old, you know. So I did that for a year, and then after a year of that, my uncle helped me build my own car, and which was a sportsman car. You can equate it now to like your UMP cars or your E-Mods or something. I drove that for, up until 1980. Had enough of that. The workload was too much. The expenses were too much. And so I ended up selling the car, and then went to bought a couple of cottages on the lake and bought a boat. And I was just changing the direction of my life. A couple of guys that I knew had built a car earlier that year in 1980, and their driver was going on vacation for a couple of weeks, so they asked me to fill in. And I guess they liked what they saw, and after that, I just stayed with the car, and they abolished the sportsman class up here in 1985, and then we were almost forced to go to late model. At the time, we had no idea whatsoever that we could even begin to compete in the late model ranks, but little did we know, we have done quite well, and the rest is history. Well, yeah, I was with the guys that owned the sportsman car up until 1993, I think, or 1992, and then Mr. Nielsen came in the picture.
Jared from Lafayette, Indiana says 41 championships. That's amazing.
Well, the championships are all relative to it, the team factor. I mean, I just play a real small part into this whole thing. I'm really blessed with a number of very talented guys that have been with me. Some of the guys have been with me 24 years now, and I think that's almost unheard of. As a matter of fact, the crew chief of the car has been with me all 24 years, believe it or not. So,
Don Lamb.
I mean, this is more than racing. This is we've all watched our hair go away. We've watched our bellies get bigger. We've watched our kids grow up. The stories in the garage. The one minute your wife is this and none. You know the way that goes.
Yeah,
but,
right.
It's just been an awful lot of fun. I truly and honestly just love this sport to pieces.
Let's put this in. How long have you been racing?
Well, let's see. Late model. We got into the late model division in 1985.
And you got 41 championships.
That's right.
That's at least two a year.
That's about, I've never sat down and equated it, but
and you can't skip too many years.
In order to do this, you've got to have cars that don't break. And the fellows, I can't stress enough that I'm just a small piece of how our operation works.
Now, Chubb fan from Geneva, Ohio, asks, does your son Aaron feel the need to follow in your footsteps in racing?
He had a burning desire. He was always, I'm going to brag here a little bit. He was All-State, first team All-State linebacker in high school, and went to college to play football. And the ball and stick stuff was always his thing. And he loves going to the races, but at this point, it's difficult for him to understand how much of a commitment it takes to get involved in this sport. I mean, he's seeing how it is right now, but, and I'm not being critical. I'm just saying that it's just very, very difficult to understand how much of a commitment it takes to both dollar-wise and time-wise to participate in this sport. So he has indicated here just recently that he thought it would be neat, but up until this point, he had really no desire.
Jimmy Henry from Morgantown, West Virginia, says, "Mr. Barton, there's the respect. You would have made an excellent addition to any national series. What made you decide to stay around the house throughout your career?"
Well, that
Dick, before you get started,
yeah,
I apologize for interrupting, but let me say this. Dick's been in some kind of race car on a dirt track since 1973. You know, I've been working in the business since that long, and let me tell you, if Dick would have went with the Renegade or Stars Tour, NDRA, the All-Star Circuit of Champions, Pros, UDTRA, Have a Tampa, pick one, he would have been a champion. I guarantee it, and I can bring you 1,000 people that back me up on that.
Well, you're very generous.
But it's true, and I know why you stayed closer to home.